Mishkalim Daf Yotchet. We're at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Tani Mizrach Umarav Hayu Netunin Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe held that the Shulchan was placed from east to west. Rebbe Elazar Bei Rebbe Shimon Omer Tzafon V'Darim Hayu Netunin. It was placed from from north to south. Madar Mizrach Umarav Nicha Kulhen Reuyin L'Sheirut Man Amar Tzafon V'Darim Nimta Shulchan V'Darim. So understandable, the shita that says that they're from east to west makes sense because the whole shulchan could be in the north and just running east to west. Whereas the shita that says that they were running north to south, well, the shulchan's not allowed to be in the south. That means half the shulchan will not be fit to use. Tane hashulchan hayat natun me chetzi abayit v'lifnim. So going on to the next topic, we don't address that issue that we mentioned before. So the Tanna Braita of the Shulchan was placed about halfway, starting halfway into the bayit and going inward. And it was about 2 amot off the wall, off the northern wall. Menorah connected over Darum, and the menorah in the same position on the south side. Mizbeach Hazav Anatun be'emta habayit, and then the Mizbeach Hazav was in the middle of the bayit. Cholek et habayit mechetzi olivnim. Right, it divided the house in half, and it was drawn outward just a little bit towards the outside. And they were all placed at least a third into the bayit. Right, Shlomo Melech made 10 menorot, as it says in Malachim, that he made 10 menorot and put 5 to the right and 5 to the left. In Tamar Khamesh Bidarum, Valo in Menor Ksera Elabidarum, Shnumar Vatamor Shulchan, Atela Hamishkan Taimana, Matamar Khamesh Min Khamesh Mismol, Ela Khamesh Min Minorato, Shalmosh Vikhamesh Mismola. Right, so how do we supposed to understand 5 to the right, 5 to the left? Are we supposed to understand that means 5 on the right side, which would be in the north, and 5 on the left side, which would be in the south? Can't be, because the menorah needs to be in south. So it must be that what we're actually talking about is they're all opposite the menorah that Moshe made in the south side. 5 of them on the right of that menorah and 5 of them on the left of that menorah. Af al pi kein lo haya mavir ela shel Moshe bilvad. Nonetheless, it would only light Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah. Shnemar menorah tazahav notei ol ve'er be'erev ve'erev. As it says in the pasuk that Moshe's menorah, that menorah, the menorah, one singular implied from the pasuk menorah, was lit in every single evening. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer al Kulan Ayam Mavir Shnemar Vet Menorot Menatei Av Lev Eram Kavishvat Lefnei Dvi Lefnei Hadivir Sav Zahav Tahor. Well, implied according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he says implied from the pasuk of the menorot and their candles were placed there to burn. It sounds like they lit every single menorah and not just one menorah. Perach Menorot Mekachaim Zahav Et Hu Michlot Zahav. So they were put there with their flowers and their lamps and the tongs, and it was finished in gold. Hen kilu zavo shel Shlomo. And what does it mean that they were finished in gold? That they finished off the gold that Shlomo Melech had. They used all the gold for it. Tani Rav Yehuda b'shem Aseya Shlomo notel elef kikare zav machnisan lechur umotzian. So how exactly would they go through that? They take 1,000 kikaras of gold and put them in a crucible and purify them again and again and again. Ad shehu ma'amidan al echad, until they were left with one single kur, one single kikar. So it went from 1,000 down to 1, and that is how pure the gold was. The kaim hashneimar kikar zahav tahor asauta. Right. So to achieve that which is written, that it must be pure solid gold. Tanya women breath amar biyosi be rabbi Yehuda masa benorot mikda shaita yitera al menorah shasab Moshe midbar dinar zahav because the korish money tam below chasraklu. Right, it happened that the menorah that Shlomo was making was greater than more zahav than the menorah that Shlomo that Moshe had made, and so they kept refining it, trying to bring it down, trying to make it one less kikar of gold, so it'd be the same size, but it wasn't losing anything because it was just that pure. V'yeut, and this is appropriately taught, adelo yakum al brera hava chaser sagin mi du kaim al brera lo chaser klum. Right, so until they reach that amount, they would lose a kikar every single time they would put it in. But once it was the, in the most purified, refined state, there was no more, it wouldn't lose any more gold. There were 13, we said 13 collection boxes in the Beit HaMikdash for different donations. What was written on them? Tiklin Chadatin, the new shekel, the Tiklin Atikin, the old shekel, right? The leftover shekel from the previous year. Kinin, or just the shekelim brought after the year. Kinin, the pairs of birds that were brought by the various different people who need to bring korbanim, goes like Ola. The Ola birds, Eitzim, the wood, the Lavona, as the Havle Lich Forot, so gold used for the vessels and the Mikdash, Shishal and Dava, and six other boxes for voluntary offerings. So what are the new shekels? Well, those are the shekels brought in time for a year by those obligated to bring the shekel. And Vatikin Mishalo Hevi Eshtaked Shokel Lashana Haba. The old one is if someone didn't bring 1 year and they, like they had to, so they'd have to bring it afterward, even though they missed their time to bring it, they still have to go ahead and bring it, and that's the old shekel. Kinin Hintorin Gozle Olahim Pnei Yona. So bird pairs are turtle doves, and Ola birds are pigeons. Kulan Olot, and they're all brought as Ola offerings. The Chamim say Kinin echad chatat vechad ola gozle ola kulan olot. Right, when it comes to the kinin, one's chatat and one's an ola. When it comes to the bird ola offerings, so they're both olot. Haomer hare alai etim. One who commits to bringing wood to the Beit HaMikdash, right, to be burnt on the Mizbeach, lo yifchot mishne gzirin, should bring no less than two blocks of wood, because he said etim, right, and that implies plural. Lavona, if he committed to bringing lavona, the incense, he can't bring any less incense than one komet. Zav said he's bringing gold. He shouldn't bring anything less than a dinar. Shishal Ndava. So we said there are six boxes for the Ndava. Ndava Mahayu Osinba. What would they do with these voluntary offerings? Lochimba Olot. And they would, okay, so they would use it for Ola offerings, for burnt offerings. Habasar Lashem or the Kohanim. The meat would be burnt up, but the skin would be for the Kohanim. Zemidrash Darash Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. This is a pasuk that Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, darshined out. Asham Hu Asham Lashem. The pasuk says the Asham is for Hashem. Zehaklal, culture who ba Mishum Chatat Mishum Ashma, Yilkach Behen Olot, Habasar Lashem Varot Lakohanim. Right? So he taught this is the general rule. Anything that's brought as a chatat or an asham, and is left over, the excess should be for ola offerings. Habasar and for that ola offering, for the korban that was never brought, for the using the money from the korban that was never brought, the meat should go to Hashem, and the hides should go to the kohen. It needs to shnei ketuvim kaimin, asham la Hashem ve'asham la kohen. Right, and through this understanding, we're able to reconcile the pasuk we just mentioned, that the asham was for Hashem, and a different pasuk which seems to indicate that the asham goes to the kohen. Kichatat kasham torah had lehem hakohen asher yichaper bo lo yeh. Right, so the kohen who does the avoda, the asham is his. How do you understand that the asham is the kohen's or the asham is Hashem's? It's two different pasukim that indicate two different things. Yehoyada kohen points out that the way we are mekayim it is that the leather, the hide, goes to the kohen, and the meat goes to Hashem. The omer kesef Hashem v'kesef chatat lo yiva beit Hashem lekohanim yiyu. Furthermore, now we can understand a different pasuk, right? Or the following pasuk: the omer kesef Hashem v'kesef chatat lo yiva beit Hashem lekohanim yiyu. And the money for the Hashem and the money for the chatat are not brought to the Beit HaMikdash; they are for the kohen. But that seems difficult. How exactly do you bring the money for the for a korban asham to the kohanim? It should certainly brought as a be a, it should certainly be brought as a korban. So how does it go to the kohanim? Well, if you use the reconciliation that we just mentioned, that the meat goes on the mizbeach, but the hide goes to the kohanim. Tanya, we know the brayta Amar of Yehuda lo yashofar shel kinin b'Yerushalayim b'nei ha'tarova. They wouldn't put the box for donating for kinin, for the bird pairs in Yerushalayim, because we're afraid that there's going to be a mixture of different korbanot going in there. Shema tamud achad, because maybe one person who offered the korban, maybe one person who put the money in for their offering is going to die. And then the whole thing is going to be a mixture of money for different offerings, but one of those offerings is not supposed to be brought, right? Because their owner died. Rabbi Yehuda says, do not place this box in Yerushalayim, so we don't have people just putting in their money, and if one of them dies, then we're going to have money in there, and we're not going to know what to do with it, because we don't know whose money it is, and we don't know whose money is the one who died, and then the whole box is going to go to waste, and no one's going to be able to get kapara. Vatanya, didn't we learn a brayta? Isha she'amra harei alai kain. Didn't we learn a brayta that a woman who says, "Behold, I'm going to bring a bird offering." If he has made kain, she can bring it and put it into the chest of the offerings. V'ochelet b'kodshim. The kodshim, because she can assume that the kohen already brought her offering. Vein choshesh shem and it's atel kohen. She doesn't have to worry that maybe he was lazy and he didn't bring it on time. Vein kohen choshesh shem and meit katot meitot vurvo ben. And the kohen does not have to be worried that maybe somewhere in this box the meit katot of someone who died and shouldn't be brought. So here, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, which is strange, and it seems to imply that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if the woman put in her offering to the box in Yerushalayim, then everything's fine, and you don't have to get rid of all the money, and you don't even have to be choshesh that one of the owners died, and their money is now a chatat money. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Does he hold we're concerned that if you put a voluntary Canaan offering into a box with other bird offering donations, that we have to be concerned that there's going to be a mixture of some money that shouldn't be in there, and then you can't bring any of them? Or does he hold from the fact that he doesn't argue on this braita that if a woman did put in the money, then it's fine, and we don't have to be concerned with any of those things? Now, here's the deal. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't put the box there because we're afraid that it's going to be, we're afraid of a situation where someone's going to give and then they're going to die. We're not going to be, and we don't know what to do with the money. We're going to have to get rid of everything. That's what we're concerned for. However, if a woman already put in the money, right? She already put in the money, it happened, and no one died, then we don't have to be concerned for it, right? We only have to get rid of all the money if someone actually died. And milchatchila, you shouldn't put the box there because we're concerned for the situation. If you did put the box there and she put the money in and no one died, clearly, you know, all the money should be, can and should be used for the their intended purposes, and there's no reason to get rid of any of it. V'i amrinon nivur arbazuze v'nishna b'na'ara v'idach lishru ha'amrinon ba'alma Rabbi Yehuda late labrera. Now, you may have wanted to say that, well, why don't you just take out the amount of money designated for that korban and throw it and get rid of that money, and that's going to be the korban money of the person who passed away. Well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold by brera. You can't retroactively determine which money was hers and which money was someone else's. You just have to go through and bring all of it. Rabbi Yosa be Rabbi Bun Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal Ba'i Amar Hare Alai Eitz Mevi Gezer Echad. So the following question was asked. Okay, so the Mishnah said Eitzim, right? But what if you just said Eitz? Let me say I want to bring wood. Can you just bring one? Amar Rabbi Lazar Matnita Amrakein seems to imply from our Mishnah that you can just bring one. Shezek Korban Bifnei Atzmo Vezek Korban Bifnei Atzmo Ka'ayin Tzadin Taman Shnei Biadam Shnei Gzere Eitzim. So we can infer that you can only bring one, because even if you're bringing two, we treat them as different korbano. Because the Braita teaches us that, or rather there's a Mishnah that teaches us that different kohanim bring each block. Now, if the offering was two blocks of wood, then one kohen would bring it. Because two kohanim bring it, clearly it's two offerings. Meaning the minimum for an offering of wood is one. It's just because you said eithim. But there is a one, but the offering itself on the baseline is one. So you may commit to one. You don't need to commit to two. Just because our Mishnah said Eitzim, that's why it needed two. Korban l'rabot etha Eitzim. We know that wood constitutes an offering that one can commit. From the Pasuk, of the unnecessary word Korban in the Pasuk, the Gemara darshins out that the unnecessary word Korban comes to teach you that there's something you can bring as a Korban you may not have thought you could, and that is the wood that would be burnt on the Mizbeah. Rabbi Shub and Levi Amar Ovion Ama be'ama shocheket. So the thickness of the wood was an expanded ama, right? A longer ama. But arkan ba'ama geduma, but the length was a shortened ama. Rabbi Choni b'shem Rabbi Ami kemin tur tani, right? So Rabbi Choni, in the name of Rabbi Ami, said that the thickness could be minuscule, very very small, even the size of a scales stick, right? So a very thin stick there. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak levishe lo hayam makom hamaracha ela ama al ama. And the way that we know is shortened ama in length they had to bring, because the whole area for the burning of this wood was only 1x1 ama. Lefigach lo hayaba ela ama geduma. And that's why they had to bring a shortened ama of wood. Betani kein. And this seems to be implicit from the braita as well. Ama hayesod. The ama, the base was an ama sovev. The ledge was an ama karkov. Walkway was an ama, the ama karanot. The horns were an ama, the ama maracha, right? And the place where you burned the wood was an ama. Levona loyvchon mikomet. So you can't bring a less than a comet of Levona. And Emar Khan Azgara, and Emar Lahalan Azgara. Right, we have Xerashava Azgara. Azgara to teach you a comet. From the Mincha, which was a comet, to the Levona, which is a comet, both using the word Azgara. Ma Azgara Amur Lahalan Malo Comet. Azgara Amur Khan Malo Comet. So Xerashava Azgara Azgara to a comet as being the minimum size. That's the size between the fingers. You close your fingers, except for your thumb and your pinky. So that's the size of the comet. Lahalan shnei komtzin, af kan shnei komtzin. But wait, didn't by the lechem aponim we had an instance of a comet, and it also said azkara. Sorry, an instance of azkara, and it was two kmatzim. So maybe we should say that really should be two kmatzim, and make a gzera shava there, and assume that it really should be two kmatzim for the levona. Am Rabbi Ila klum lamdu lekomet el minchat chote. The truth is, we learned the source. We learn komet from the mincha. We learn the komet of the lechem aponim from the mincha. Malhalan komet achaser kan komet achaser pasul. Right. So we learned an interesting halacha by the lechem aponim, which is that if you brought a komet lavona, sorry, if you brought a komet for the lechem aponim, and it was, or we started out by learning from the mincha. If you brought a komet of mincha, right, and it was lacking a little bit, right, it was a small measure. It wasn't exactly a full komet. Even if you have a full komet and plus and then some. In the second one you take, you can't fill in one to the other, right? Because they each stand individually. So we see from there that each and everything is individually. So even by the lechem aponim, where you need to bring two, still we treat them as two individual offerings of komets, in which case each komet is seen as an individual offering. And so the komets by the levona just only needs to be one. And even the two kmatzim or the lechem aponim is seen as two individual ones. So the minimum offering is one komet and not two kmatzim. And so the minimum offering you bring to the Levona is one komet. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Milta de Rabbi Ila Amra, Levona, I mean, Nandev Levona Mevia Bekomso, Shel Kohen. Someone commits to bringing the Levona, they have to bring a komet, sure, but that's to be a komet of the largest, of the biggest possible komet that could be that day. Meaning, the Kohanim's hands were different sizes, right? So how much you could grab varied. So you had to go by the biggest size. Of the Kohen that day. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah afilo bekomet habalin. Right? So, dissenting opinion that actually you bring, the dissenting opinion says that you should bring the komet of the Baal, of the one bringing the one offering the Levona, it should go by his size. Zahav, so the Mishnah spoke about the how much gold you have to bring. Lo yifchad, says you shouldn't bring less than a dinar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'hu shehizkir sura. As long as it has to be at least a dinar, if you mention that you want to bring a coin of some sort of gold, about im lois gertzura, maybe a filut zinora. But if you didn't say that you want to bring a golden coin, right, then you can even bring a small utensil. Shishal and Dava, six more boxes for voluntary offerings. Chizkiya Amar Kenegit Shisha Bate Avot, right, for the six houses of the Kohanim, right, there are six major Kohanic families, and the boxes were for them. Bar Padia Amar. No, the six different offerings which can be brought as a korban ola, par, the egel, the seir, the ayel, gedi, the tala, right? The bull, the calf, the goat, the ram, the kid, and the lamb. These are the six boxes. Therefore, Shmuel Amar, can I get shisha korbano? They're the six different types of korbano that you could volunteer, right? Which were the kene yolodot, the ashamot, haminchot, asirit, haefa. So the bird pairs for zavim and zavo, the bird pairs for the yolodot, for the women who gave birth. Korban Chatar, Korban Asham, Korban Mincha, and the tenth of the Eifah that the Kohen Gadol brought. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Leidei Shehanadava Meruba Ribu Lo Shofar Harba. Right, Harba. Because there were just a lot of voluntary offerings being brought, so they put out a lot of voluntary boxes. Ktiv Vechichalot Hevi'u Lifnei HaMelech VeYehoyada. It's written, when they finished restoring the Beit HaMikdash, they brought before the Melech, and they brought before Yehoyada. This implies that Yehoyada made two different types of donations. Tani debei Rabbi Yishmael nedava achat. So, and then the Brayta was taught before Rabbi Yishmael that really only one offering was made. Dichtiv yomra melech ve'asu aron echad. That the king said you should make one chest. Ve'nu behechal beit Hashem ve'yikov chor v'dlato. You should put it in the sanctuary of God. And you make a hole in the top so people can offer. Didn't we say in a different pasuk that you put the offering box outside of the temple? How now are we saying that you have to put it inside the temple. Amarav Chuna mipnei hatimeim. So these two different psukim, one indicating the chest was inside the temple, one indicating the chest was outside, doesn't imply that there were two boxes that we originally had thought, but that it was originally placed inside but was brought outside for Tamei people to offer it without having to go into the Beit HaMikdash, which they weren't allowed to do. Rav Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yosef, ach lo yaseh Beit HaShem, sipot kesef mizamarot. In truth, there must have been two boxes, because the pasuk that says that all the money from the chest went to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, went for renovations in the Beit HaMikdash, and none of them were used for vessels. When we know that money was used to build new vessels for the Beit HaMikdash from a different pasuk in Divrei Yamin, in Divrei Yamin. So how do you reconcile the fact that some money went to build the vessels, but a different pasuk says that all the money went to renovations of the Beit HaMikdash and none of the money went to rebuild the vessels? Must be that there are two different boxes and different psukim are talking about different boxes. Hadronolav, Shishasar Shofrot. We just finished the parak of Shishasar Shofrot.